Blog Talk Radio.
Come and let's go back on a journey. The year was 1963. The place was Nutley, New Jersey, in the First Baptist Church where I pastored. And gathered there that evening was James Cleveland, the angelic choir. And I recall going to my pulpit and giving the folks a little spiritual advice before we sang. I said, when you get home, get your Bible. Read Mark, the 4th chapter, starting at the 37th verse, going down to the 41st verse. And in the context of these verses, you will find a story of Jesus and his disciples as they commanded a boat and went out on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus got tired and went down in the hinder part of the ship and went to sleep. But while Jesus slept, the cosmic phenomenals of the world broke loose. The sky got as black as 1,000 midnights down in a cypress swamp. The thunders rolled across the heavens. The lightning wrote her zigzag name on the bosom of the clouds. And the waters tossed and turned that little ship. And these men who thought they knew so much about the sea decided we better go get Jesus. And they went down and they shook Jesus. And Jesus got up, came up, stood on the ship, looked around, and chastised them first by saying, O ye of little faith, what are you so concerned about? And he raised his hand and said three words, peace be still. The sun came out, the clouds dissipated, the thunder hushed his voice, the winds went back in his chambers and slammed the doors. The waters laid down like a baby and said, we're gonna hold you so you don't rock no more. Aren't we like that? As long as we think we can handle our ship, we don't call on Jesus. But when the going get rough, when things get tough, we call on Jesus. And when they woke him up, somebody said, Reverend Roberts, what did they say? This is what they said. These are the words when they woke my Savior. They said this. What? Master.
The tempest is raging. Oh, the billows are tossing high. Oh, yes. The sky is on shallow, oh, with blackness. Oh, no, no shelter. Oh, yeah. Ooh, in my. Well, honey,
listen. Woo. Sure. That we perish. Oh, how can I lie asleep? Oh, whoa. When it seemed like each moment is so mad, threatening. Oh yes, Lord. Somebody know what they said. A grave, a grave, a grave. Oh, indeed. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Jesus.
Planned it out, Reverend. What we gonna do?
Yes, sir.
How to do it, you know? and then the whole thing we learned the other day, have you really sit down and count the cost? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. A lot of folks don't want to be on the side of counting the cost. Only time they want to count the cost, we're gonna see in the lesson today. We're gonna find out that in the lesson today they'll tell you how people count the cost. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
And missing this here, don't miss this here. That God is looking above high on all of us.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter what level of ministry or what level of degree you are in God. I find out one day His eyes is on everyone. He look out for the ones who are really straddling that fence, you know, really straddling that fence and want them to come over. I believe it's a ministry like this, ministry that take time out to be in prayer, take time out to walk the scripture and talk the scripture, Reverend, and allow God to minister to the people. But I often go to one of my favorite scriptures. It got to my heart, Reverend. It really has, you know. And it needs to be read, you know. This is me, you know. You don't have to put this in your margin, but I put it in lines, man. And I put it in my margin because it gave me a task, you know. I can't speak for a lot of folks, man, but it gave me a task, you know. I mean, the task is that we got to stay on this battlefield. Help me, Holy Spirit. Stay on this battlefield. You got to serve the Lord. You know, serving the Lord, it will pay off after a while.
Yes, sir.
Now, you might not understand it right now. That's why he said, let no man despise thy youth. But thou as example of the believer. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
In words, conversation,
in
love,
in
spirit, in faith, and in purity. Till I come, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, give attention to readiness, to exaltation, and to the doctrine. This is what he told me, Reverend. This is what he told me. Now, I won't put this on nobody because you got to want the Lord to help you along the way. But look what he said. Neglect not thy gift. Neglect not thy gift. There's indeed.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Which given thee by prophet. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. With laying on the hands.
Yeah.
But look at this, the hands of the Presbyterian. We look up that word. That word means being ordained. Help me, Holy Spirit. That everybody can sit and convey God's word. But you can tell when God has put an anointing on that person. When he conveyed God's word, that it pricks the heart. A man. This man want to do something different. It's something about my life that when I heard the lesson, whether it was through a song, whether it was through a testimony, I heard the Lord. This is what he does to the ones who really trying to labor. He said, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them. That their prophet may appear, I love this part, appear to all. Take heed to thyself, my brother.
Yes, sir.
And unto the doctrine, continue them, for in doing this, thou shalt both, help me, Holy Spirit, say thou shalt, and then that hear. I know I'm in the book.
Amen.
So I keep this with me. I do with this, Rev? You know, every time I got close to it a little bit more now, but you know what I did with it? It used to be like, we look at it like this here, that as I teach, I'm helping myself. We've read it like that, but it's scripture. Scripture tells us if we do things diligently, if we neglect our gift, don't help me, Holy Spirit.
Thank
we
you, Lord.
Neglect this gift that He gives us, and He gives us gift. Man, He's gonna take me somewhere else, man.
God bless you.
He's gonna take
God bless
me somewhere.
You.
Watch this. Yes, oh, Heavenly Father, I come to you. It's humble for the throne of grace, Lord. Lord, I've just come
Lord.
To you the most humble son of it's at your feet, Lord, because of the thoughts and what you put in my heart just then, Lord. Lord, I come to you right now, Father, not just praying for myself, but ones are listening or waiting on to come on to listen. Others, Father God, maybe may listen later on, Lord. Lord, just let your Holy Spirit touch the hearers of this word, Lord. Let your, your word touch the doer of your word, Lord. Let your word manifest in someone's life, knowing that, Father God, that's a heavenly game. And surely is a hell to lose, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to move in a mighty way, Lord. Lord, let the word heal us, Lord. Let us convict us, Lord. Let us see you in a different thing that we've never seen you before, Lord. Increasing us, Lord, that we decrease, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, let them hear the messenger. They're coming through the messenger, Lord. Lord, remove any doubts here. If any stumbling, any hindrance in the, even in hindrance in the amen, Lord, we ask you to remove that, Lord. Let your voice speak, Lord, even in the amens and the hallelujah, Lord. Let it be in the piercing of your heart, Lord, that when man said, what must I do to be saved? Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
what must I do to be saved? Or how can I get closer to you, Lord? Let it be through the teach, preach word, Lord, as we rightly divide the word to you. Not over expound, Lord, but allow your spirit to be, give them some grace in what we give them, Lord. Not over teach, Lord, but let them be that your Holy Spirit move in their heart. Not over expound so much words, Lord, but put your Holy Spirit there to open up their heart and say, I must do a little better. How can I get a little better? Lord, let it be the word of conviction, Lord. And we ask you to move right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Bless this whole ministry, Lord. God's plan, Lord. Whoever got up to test their step to it, to say this is the place they want to come hear your word. Lord, let it be with them, not just here just for 30 minutes, not just here for 40 minutes, not just here for an hour, but, Lord, take it on to this whole day, Lord. Do not worry about tomorrow, because you already there, Lord. We just worry about the day you give us, Lord. So this is the day that we will serve you, Lord. So thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit, I'm the Holy Spirit is really speaking, right?
Thank you, Lord.
You know, I'm looking at something, I'm feeling something, and I feel His presence, man. And I must do what He say. You know what I'm saying?
Man, praise the Lord.
I ain't gonna lie, Luke, what we was doing might still go there, but he took me somewhere, and I read this. I want to read this again. This only applies to someone who wants to do God's will. This applies to someone who wants to do somebody's will. And I'm going to take you some. I wasn't going here now, but I'm going to take you somewhere what He gave me. While I was reading and while I was conveying this word. I'm telling you now I'm not a what they call a scholar by none. But I'm far from that. You know what I'm talking about? But I believe I'm a Holy Ghost preacher. You know what I'm talking about? I believe God put the Holy Spirit there to help me discern what I don't know. He helped me to be able to explain it and be able to bring it out so that even Eric can understand. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Because
I still think I'm a baby in Christ. I'm not going to be like the most, have my head stuck out in the air. I'm going to tell you now, it's that we just don't know. I don't care how smart they get. It's just a thing we just don't know. But it's a thing know. There's some very smart people out there. But there's some people don't know the whole book, brother. Let me give you something again. Look what it said. Let no man despise thou you. I got to read it again, y'all. But thou, but be thou example of the believer. Now, somebody said, where are you reading from? 1 Timothy.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 4.
1
Peter chapter 4, beginning at verse 11. 1 Timothy.
Yes, sir.
My mind is racing right now. 1 Timothy chapter 4. And I'm going to begin at verse 11. Verse 11. Y'all with me?
Amen. Yes, sir.
1 Timothy chapter 4, and verse 11. Watch this here. Oh, heaven, Spirit, help me, Lord. These things command thee to teach. A lot of folks be tripping. But God, look, we got to teach the people. Yeah, you know, oh, he preached, but did he teach something to you? help me, Holy Spirit. He got to, all the folks in the preach, you understand the preaching, you need to be taught why you praising God. You need to be taught how you thinking about who Jesus is. You need to be taught who he really is. So watch what he said. He said, these things command and teach. Let no man despise thou youth. He said, but be thou example. People don't like this, Reverend. They want to do this ministry of the believers. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
They don't like
examples. Yes, sir.
They'll tell you the man, don't watch me. Don't look at me. Sit down there somewhere.
Yes, sir.
He said, we got to be examples, man. We got to be the example of the believers. He said, in words, in conversation, in charity, that means love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. We got to live in the word of God. We got to be living before the people. The people say, man, you can't live like that. Let me tell you something. We can live all kind of ways. We can live like a hellion. We can live like, you know, if I can put a gift there, lions, if I can put another gift together, cheese, if I can put, okay, I keep on going. We can live, we're so strong in the things we want, in negativity, but when it comes to love, oh, I just can't do all that. I mean, I don't see much. None of us here. If we hold ourselves towards God, none of us here.
Mm-hmm.
We want, but worthy to be saying that we're pure, but in Jesus, love comes out. In Jesus, faith comes out. In Jesus, watch this here. Love come out. Love don't hide a multitude of sin. I'm going right about it.
Amen.
Look what it says. He said, and he said, when you do these things, I got to back up. Let no man despise thou you, but he said, but be thou example of the believer in words, in conversation, in love, spirit, in faith, in purity, till I come. So you can't be stopping this thing, man. Talking about, well, I'm going to go over here and hang out with the fellows and I'm going to sit my religion down for a minute. I'm no son. Not so. Whoever told you that, I'm going to tell you today. That got to get out the window. If you said if you're a minister of God, especially if you say you're a teacher of God and a minister of God, you talking about I'm going to sit it down. Now, you tell me you're sitting down, you must ain't never had it. You know what I'm talking about? Because you don't want to what? Huh? The Bible just said, till I come. That's what he said.
Yeah.
He wants you to do all these things. And then he told them, give attendance to readiness and to exaltation, to doctrine. I'm going to tell you what Brother Willie did to me the other day. I was at work. And I went on the Tuesday show, and they were calling. I just so happened I had that phone beside my hip, you know what I'm talking about? And I saw Brother Tim and called, and I missed it. But I saw Brother D. I saw his number. I said, well, no, I saw the hour. I said, what's wrong? You know, so I looked at it, and he said, man, Brother Willie wants you over here, man. He got to ask you a question, you know what I'm talking about? And I don't know what he's going to ask. You know how Brother Willie is. You never know what he's going to ask you. You know what I'm talking about, really? You just don't know what he's going to ask you, man. You just don't know, you know? You go over there, you know, your prayer it's in love, and prayer is with the Lord. Amen. So just so happened it was, you know. It was about some things that we discussed on the background. But I'm going to tell you something. That's what he said. You got to be ready. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm going to do this with Brother Nutty. Often Brother Nutty get a lot of calls here lately, asking questions, asking things of encouragement, and he asked me why he gets so many of these calls. But see, I told him, I'm not saying he is a preacher. Believe me, I'm not saying this, but he is a child of God. He knows what I'm saying? And he got a soft heart. He talks like he tough, but he got a soft heart. You know what I'm talking about? And God can use him because some people, they look up to him, they ask for his advice. You know what I'm talking about? So same way with Reverend, same way with anybody that's a believer, same way with Brother Randy, same way somebody come to you, they're looking for advice. So give them godly advice.
Amen.
Now, look what he said. Now, I might be wrong when I read this. He said, is I wrong? He said, till I come again.
Mm-hmm.
What that mean to you, Rev? That means you got to stay on point. He said, give attendance and to readiness. And then he said, to exaltation and to the doctrine, neglect not the gift in thee. It's self-explanatory now. Neglect not the gift that's in thee, which was given thee by the prophecy. Help me, Holy Spirit. Man asked me the other day, why you keep saying what you're saying to me? Why? You know, but you know what I'm doing right now, God might want me to do it like this. Only God knows why he urged the ministers and the children of God to go to someone and tell them God can use you. God can speak something to your spirit. They want you to help somebody. It's up to you to see, receive it. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm going to tell you something, Reverend. I might be dead wrong when I say this one here because I know I can be wrong. Don't you know God will stop coming to you?
Yes, sir.
God will stop
You're
coming
right.
to you, brother. He will stop coming
right.
to you. You don't want that. Because one thing he wants is he wants your salvation. He wants your salvation. He wants you to be saved. You understand me? He wants you to be lined up with his word. What is his word? You don't have to know every word in the book, but what you need to know that he died. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to know, you need to believe what? That God raised him? What? You need to know these things. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Help me, Holy Spirit. That he's saying right here, that do not neglect the gift that's in thee, which was given
right.
by prophecy. Help me, Holy Spirit. Look what he said.
Yeah.
Was laying on the hands of the of the Presbyterian, them are ordained ministers. That's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, you're going to get somewhere in a minute. You're going to be somewhere in a minute. These things, you have to be careful when God puts something in your life and he exposes you to your ears and your heart and you don't do it.
Yeah.
You have to be careful for that because you're going to be reminded one day. He's going to say, what did you do, Reverend Henry? What did you do, Eric? I asked you to do something for me. Did you turn me down?
Yes.
Or are you trying to make all kind of excuses? I remember we talked about them excuses a little bit then. We talked about them excuses. Well, I'm excuse you trying to make. I can't do this. I had excuse when I first started and probably still struggle with some people probably don't like it. But I had struggled sometimes. It was hard for me to read, man. I read, you know, but when you start reading in context of the King James Version, the and the and all these different syllables you got to pronounce it, you know the normal English language, you know what I'm talking about, but this here is in a King James, like a Greek and Hebrew, and you're trying to pronounce the words, you know what I'm talking about, and then you get to the understanding and revealing of it. Then you got to ask God for all of that, right?
Yeah.
I made a lot of things because my speech impediment, you know what I'm talking about, but you know what I did, Rev? I never did, but I went out on faith, Rev. You know, Lord,
thank
I know I'm not the cleanest sounding person, say you know. I know you can use me, Lord, if you want me to use me. You know what I'm talking about? Because he cleaned it up, man. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes I get to talking, I be listening to myself, but you ain't said but it's the Holy Spirit, you know what I'm talking about? Because I know he done took over, amen? So I quit making excuses and say I can't discern what the scripture means. Or, Lord, be with me like you be with Reverend Henry. You know what I do? Be with me like you be when you did with John. Be with me like you were when you was with Paul. You know what I'm talking about? Be careful who you want to be like. I need to find the scripture. Because it just came up to my heart that some of them want to be like Paul. Some of them want to be like Apollo, you know. But on the Bible, we should be trying to act like it's Christ. We should be acting like a person. When they look at us, they should look, you are Paul, you are Apollo. You should be of Christ. Amen? So when he does this and he gives you this gift, he don't want us to keep it to ourselves. He said, meditate of these things. Give thyself wholly to them. And that they'll be profitable, they appear to all. See, people get twisted. It's in the book, man. That's why it's a separation for the really one to call. The Bible says many are called, but a few are chosen, man. There's a lot of people can read the word, teach the word, but that don't mean they called. Listen to me, fellas, sisters, and brothers. It don't mean they called. You can tell when someone's been truly called by the Lord because he'll stop or she'll stop and say, Lord, help me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm going to get to that point. Lord, help me as I teach. Lord, help me as I preach your word. Lord, because I feel a conviction. Because my mind was somewhere else. But I said, this is one of my must-read right here. This is a must-read for Eric. I can't tell what's in the Bible a must-read for you. But this is a must-read for me because the journey he has me on. Look what he said. Take heed of thyself. Help me, Holy Spirit. And unto the doctrine. Continue them. For in doing this, thou shall boast. This is where I'm at, y'all. I'm in the book now.
Yeah.
This is where I'm at. Look what I'm at. He said, take heed unto thyself. and unto the doctrine, and continue into them. For do, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, do this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. This is the,
yeah.
This is the way we say all the time, Reverend. I know that all the teachers and everything I've been around, like Reverend, I heard Brother D, I heard Tim, I heard Brother Randy, I heard a lot of Sister Mary. I hear a lot of people teach Word of God and say, as we teach it ourselves. But it's Scripture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All the different Bible Scripture, it says it like this here. What does it say? It said, take heed unto thyself and unto the
yeah.
doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both say. That's where the difference comes from. As we're teaching you, as we're teaching you, we're teaching ourselves. But as we're teaching, let me change the word teaching. As we try to save ourselves, we're saving you too. Because that's what he said.
Amen.
To them that hear thee. You know what I'm talking about? So can I teach like that, Reverend? You are held accountable because now you hear the word of God. Now you can't
that's
say
right.
you haven't heard the word of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sit up and proclaim and say, well, I ain't never heard that before. Yes, you have. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You
mm-hmm.
have heard it. It's in the word. Oh, Brother Willie, I know you get you to one bus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Reverend Bryant and Reverend Henry. How y'all doing? And all the listeners out there.
Good morning.
Reverend Bryant, I done got reconfused again. I brought
okay.
it up a while back, if you can remember, about you can repent on your dying bed. But then they told me, what if God take you and you don't get a chance to suffer or be on your dying bed? So tell me, how come I can't go out here and act a fool and do what I want to do and raise hell and all this here? And I can just wait till I get on my dying bed and repent and still go to heaven. Explain that to me, cause I'm confused again.
Well, I'm gonna tell you like this here for the love of understanding, right? This is I'm ripped and getting on this too. For me, I'm gonna tell you from the bottom of my heart, I wouldn't play with him like that because I know, you know, what I'm talking about me.
Mm-hmm.
For someone is straddling the fence and didn't know, you're very cautious of losing your soul. Because you don't know what hour
mm-hmm.
God's going to come. You don't know what minute he's going to come. Some you see on the dying bed, that's a reason why he allowed them to be there. That's a reason why he allowed them to be there, to allow them to repent. If you sincere from your heart, he will forgive you. But if you know that you know to do right and you don't do it, brother, the Bible said that's a sin. So you might not get that
mm-hmm.
opportunity to repent. You might not get that opportunity to say, well, now I have my fun. Now I'm going to say, now I'm going to die and be Lord, forgive me. You might, you know what? That might have stayed in the room. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because you know the
Amen.
People all the people. And you,
Amen.
I wouldn't even pray for that.
Put me back on mute, Rev. Put me back on read.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
But Rev might want to say something to you before you go. What you got, Rev? Are you all right?
I can hear you. Just put me on mute. I might have some noise. Just mute my phone.
Okay.
I can hear you, though. I hear you.
Oh, okay.
For the wages of sin is death.
And Reverend, watch this. Here,
wages.
Reverend. And Reverend. That's what I love. That's
mm-hmm.
what I love about him. You know what I'm talking about. He tries his best not to say something, but you know what's happening right now, don't you, Reverend? You know what's
mm-hmm.
happening. Right?
Oh yeah.
He's hearing the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? And getting these, and that's why I'm going to give you this here. Now, this is anybody hit the what button on this one here? He's hearing the word of God, and he's hearing it. But let me tell you something. That's why you can't eat off a lot of tables, Brother D. You got to watch how you eat off so many tables. You got to watch how you go out and eat from all these different people of teaching. You got to either you got to let God give you the ear to hear, and you got to trust in whoever teaching you is teaching you right. You know what I'm talking about? So you got to watch it because I'm a firm believer. I've been taught this, Reverend. I know you've been taught it too. That God
mm-hmm.
is getting this church ready, right? And I'm gonna tell you something. This church, and I'm gonna tell you something. Did you know this church is a bride? Oh, help me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know that? He look at a marriage and so we can understand marriage, right? He looked at the marriage like a man married to a woman, right? How he's supposed to treat his wife. You know what I'm talking about? That's how he looked at the church as his bride. And then he going to look at some of us. Oh, watch this here. Help me, Holy Spirit. You know he's going to look at some of us, Reverend? And these teachers, too. Everybody going to be raised, moving their hand up. You know he's going to say, what did you do with my wife? How you have my wife? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. What you do to my wife? How do you handle my wife? Because he's coming back for his bride. Oh, you are the church.
Mm-hmm.
We are the temple.
What
are you doing to my bride? What did you? Are you doing like Galatians? I'm going to go somewhere, brother. I see you hit the one, brother. You open. But let me try to discourse this right quick. You see what I'm saying right here, brother? Look what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you catch that? What I just said? You don't have to hear me. Did you catch it though? What are you doing with my wife?
I caught it.
What you doing with my wife? You know, that's how he look at the church. He said he's coming back with his bride, and we are the church. And that's his bride.
That's right.
It's a metaphor, but he used the same way you and your sister Henry, really. How you treat your wife?
Mm-hmm.
How you should treat the church?
Yeah.
He told us, I don't know why I'm going over here. Now, why? Come on, help me with this. He told us in marriage, right? He said, as Christ is to the church, so is the husband is to the wife.
Yes, sir.
So if the husband is to the wife, if he misuses the wife, he's going to be held accountable for that. So is the pastor, the preacher, the teacher of God's word. How are you handling his church? Oh, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you might not have a physical church. You tell me. We know we're the temple. I don't know somewhere. We know we're the temple of God. Then watch this here. This is from somebody with the question just asked. He said, look what it is. He said, was it brethren? I said, hold on, let me back up a little bit. Let me do this here. Oh, foolish Eric. Watch this here. Oh, foolish Eric, who hath bewitched you that you shall obey the truth before who eyes Jesus have what? Been evidently set for and crucified among you. This only what I have learned, you have received the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith. Are you so foolish, have begotten in the Spirit, and are now made perfect by the flesh? How do you suffer so many things in vain, if you yet, in vain? Now watch this here. Hear therefore that the ministers, Lord help me, to you in the Spirit, not out of Spirit, but in the workers of miracles, you do he in the works of the law. Oh, hear me. And by the hearing of the faith. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When I put my name in there, because I don't want to be bewitched. Because he was talking to the church of Galatia. I ain't writing nothing now.
Amen. Amen.
Y'all pray for me. I hope somebody can keep it up with you. You know what I'm talking about. But what I'm trying to say, Reverend, that you can be rich. Somebody can change your thoughts, man. Somebody can change your way of looking at the scripture. Somebody can change your way of looking at how you've been taught. If you're not studying, if you're not getting in the word, if you're not writing by the word true, you can hear me. But the book says this. Now, I didn't even put it in there. But the book says, how can you hear the word of God without a preacher?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm in the
book. That's what
it says. And it says, how can that preacher
preach
unless he's been sent? It's in the book now.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the
yes,
book.
Sir.
I didn't write it, but it's in the book. Now, why I say that, because God's supposed to put a special anointing on that. I know I'm right about it.
Yes, sir.
And be able to debate and teach God. If you can hear me how I'm talking right now, you know ain't none of this stuff written down. You know ain't none of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It, God is giving to me as we speak. And I thank you for that question, Brother Willie. And I'm going to tell you something. We don't want to confuse you. You know what I'm talking about? Because we want you to know, ask the questions. Ask the questions.
Mm-hmm.
And we also want you to know, have a receptive hearing of the Holy Spirit. Allow God to open your heart, because too many times we eat off too many tables. And let me tell you something, Brother D, and anybody else that's teaching myself, we're not in competition on nothing. You know what I'm talking about? Only God can give you is what people are understanding of the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
There's levels in this thing. Help me, Holy Spirit. See, the practical teacher always trying to make the app anyone can understand. He or she shouldn't have to be so trying to break down a nine syllable word to try to tell you how what God really means. He should be able to tell you trust in God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He should tell you have mercy. God loves you. You know, he should be so. She should be so charismatic to try to make you look at them more like they like God, but they're not. If it hadn't been for the Lord, who was on our side, where would we be? Oh, this all my help come from who? From the Lord. So watch where I go here, Reverend. Brother D, I see you there. But what we're trying to do, Reverend, what we're trying to do, Brother D, and anybody who ever listened to me, we're trying to be so careful in God's word. We're trying to be so careful in God's word. We so careful, Brother Randy, anybody. When you teach in God's word, you're going to be held accountable. There's, I'm going to tell you right now, I quit doing that absolute stuff. The absolute sound like what, Reverend? It sounds like you put them in the box.
Yes,
sir. Oh, help me. It sounds like you put them in the box. Because God can do what he wants to with his word. Oh, help me.
Yes, sir.
He can do what he wants to with his word. So when we're teaching, so when we're preaching, we pray for them. The Spirit of God is guiding us in the word so you can be able to read along with us. And so he won't say, Eric said. Eric said, no, you read it with me. But the book just said, I said I wasn't going over here, but let's go to Matthew's right quick. Let's go to Matthew's right quick. Well, y'all done got me way over here. I don't have none of those. But please, Little Joe, charge it to my head, not my heart. Little Joe asked every day to give me all the scriptures, man. I'm going to try my best to remember all these scriptures, man. I keep it notes, Joe. I'm trying my best, Joe. I'm trying my best. But he's sending me somewhere with some things right now. Remember, I'm over here in Matthew's, right? I'm going to tell you, Reverend, I'm all over. Let me get this stuck. My mind's everywhere. Matthew 25, right? Matthew 25.
Matt,
you with me?
Thank you.
Is you with me?
Episode.
Is you with me?
Yeah.
Matthew 25.
Yeah.
Did we find out that early in our ministry, Reverend? Brother D, did we find out this early in our ministry? You got to watch out what table you eat off of. Quit eating off of so many tables. You know what I'm talking about? Especially if you're younger than the ministry, you got to really watch it because a lot of folks could be so charismatic, man. They could sound so good, but they could be silly. They could be silly right and silly wrong at the same time, man. So watch this here, man. I'm just be strictly from the Bible, and I want you to walk with me when I read with it. And I want to go all the way down. To the verse 14, all the way down, because Jesus is speaking parables. He's speaking parables to us with this word. Now, we know we ain't in Luke, y'all. I'm sorry. Somewhere he got us over here, and somewhere we got it. Look what it says. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, right, who is called his own servant and delivered unto them his goods. And look what he said, and unto one he gave 5 talents, and to the other 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his servant ability. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's something there. And straightway took his journey. Now, I don't want to move past that. He didn't give that one that 5-1 because you know what he said in the scripture. And he said he gave it to the servant of his ability. Now, if that one would have got that 5, he wouldn't have worked. It's going to spit itself out in a minute. But look what God revealed to me in the scriptures right here. If he would have gave that man that 5, it would have crushed him. You know what I'm talking about? It would have crushed him. He would have gave him that one with that 1 to the canal of 5, it would have been enough. It would have been enough. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It would have been enough. So he passed it out the way he know who what spiritual level it is. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he gave it to him. And the scripture said, look at what it said. Now, I'm reading where the book says. Let me back up. To every man according, is that what he said? To his servant ability. That's what he said, right? So that's telling me he gave it to him what they can handle, brother. You know what I'm talking about? And look what he said, and straightway he took his journey. And then he took, and then he that had received 5 talents went. Look what he did with it. and traded with them the same and made them other five talents. Oh, he didn't put it to work, brother. He didn't put it to work. Not increasing. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And likewise, he that received it too, he also gained other two. So he put it to work. You know what I'm talking about? If some of us got some talents and we ain't putting it to work, we might be like this one right here. But he that had received one went and dig into the earth and hid his Lord money. Hey, he's smart. He's wise. He said, I'm going to be smarter than the rest of them. I ain't gonna go out there and labor and get double for my money. I'm gonna have this money when it get back. See, he's thinking out the corner. He wasn't thinking in the spiritual mind. That's why the story finna come out real plain to a lot of us. After a long time of the Lord thou servant came and look at it and reckoned with them, and he said, "Do we say?" And so he that had received five talents came and brought the other five talents, and said, Lord, thou delivered unto me five talents. Behold, I have gained beside thee five talents more. Help me, Holy Spirit. And his Lord said unto him, well done. Help me, Holy Spirit. Thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, and I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. He also that had received two talents came and said, Lord, thou delivered unto me two talents. I'm trying to get there, y'all. And behold, I have gained two other talents beside thee. And his Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, and I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the what? The joy of the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before we go into this, I must tell you, he's seeing. He's looking at us. Because the same thing, we're going to find out at the end why he did all these things and why he's doing these things. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he's doing it right now because he wants all to be on one accord with this thing. Look at here.
Amen.
He made
Amen.
It and he gave it to him. He knew they were going to use it. You see what I'm saying? He knew it. He knew it. He went away and didn't know what each one of us going to do with it because he said it earlier of their ability. So why would we give somebody one talent, five, and give him, and he going to do with that one, he dig the hole and put it in. He would have did them, he was, what, dig the hole and put them five talents in it. But the one that did that five talents, he went out and gained five more talents, and God reward him for doing it because he was good at what he did. And then the second one, he did the same thing. He took them two talents, he gained two more, and God gave him. We want to hear that, don't we? Good and faithful servant. What you doing with the gift you got, Reverend? What you doing with the gift you got, Brother D? What you doing with the gift you got, Brother Nutty? What you doing with the gift you doing you got, Sister Mary? What the good you get you got, Brother Tim? Can I keep on going down? What the good the gift you got, Brother Randy? Can you get on board, Brother Dog? What the gift you doing with? Is you putting it in the ground? And wait till your time comes, and Lord, now I believe, now I'm ready, Lord. Look what he said, though. Then which, oh, help me, this is the Holy Spirit. Can I slow down? Then he which had received the one talent came and sat and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man and reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. So lo, that thou hast that is in thine. Look what he said. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Thou doest that I reap where I was so not, and gather where I have not strong. Thou also, therefore, to have put my money into the exchanger. And look what he said. Then at the coming, in my coming, I should have received my own urchins. That's it. He got some interest.
Yeah.
You know, you put something there, and you thinking you what he doing? He think he doing it right, but it wasn't gonna be no interest because you didn't let it what? You didn't put it in the right ground. Oh, heavy Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He told them what to do. If he gave you a talent, that means you got to use that talent. Somebody ain't using it. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, take
mm-hmm.
therefore that talent from him and give it unto them which had 10 talents. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But unto
mm-hmm.
everyone that shall be given, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he shall have abundantly. But for him that have not shall to take away even that which he has, he cast it, you under unprofitable service, into the outward darkness. There should be weeping and gashing with the teeth. Now, I'm going to tell you here. Show help me. Yeah, right now. It will help me. As I try to explain this last part of this here, I preface that no one is doing this, that God gave you a gift. And then you sit on that gift. And you waiting on that gift. Some of them, we so if you don't watch this, Reverend, pray with me. I said, if we don't call you and tell you to do something, you all help me, Holy Spirit. You don't think you're part of the service. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If God gave you a talent, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If God gave you a talent and you don't use it, who hurt the most? Yourself.
Yeah.
You hurt yourself. You're not hurting the person that gave you the gift. You're hurting the person yourself. So God, I found out he had that gift, and the one had 10 talents. God took that talent from him, gave it to the one that had 10, because he knew he was going to do something with it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Why would you think God does what he does like he does now? There's a lot of people starting to race out. Real good, Reverend. Real good. And then all of a sudden they stop. Reverend, they put it on the shelf. They might be doing a little something here and there, you know. They know they took a step back. You know what I'm talking about? They took a step back. That's a form of putting that talent under the dirt, under the ground. That's a form of that.
Mm-hmm.
So God had gave you something. He would give it to somebody else.
Reverend,
you pray with my talk like this. God gave a man something to do, and he didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he would pass him and gave it to somebody else. God would do it, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
But I love God so much. He's so merciful. He's so kind. He'll allow us to repent. Come to Jesus if you're not doing what you've been doing. Come to Jesus if you got a gift and you never used it. Come to Jesus and ask him to use you in his service. Quit being a sideline person and get in and worship and praise and thank God. What God got to do to get you to serve him and serve others? I just read in the Word a while ago that when you do these things, you're saving yourself and others to hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And on that one thing, this is my brother Willie. He's so inquisitive. He wants to know. He's learning. He's eating. He needs learning. And it's good to ask questions now because it's going to come a time. Judgment is going to come. Can I go to Hebrews
right
now? Brother Joe, I'm sorry,
yes,
brother.
Sir.
I don't know what. Can I go to Hebrews? Let me see where I'm at in Hebrews. Y'all don't mind. Can we go bruise a little bit? I think it's 9 to 20 something. Right? Can we bruise a little bit? Can we go to Hebrews for a little bit? Yes, no. I love the word of God. I love it because it's like a two-edged sword, brother. It's like a two-edged sword. It cuts me as I speak, and it cuts you as well. Look what it says. I'm just going to read one verse. Let me back up. For then must he offer, he said, in heaven suffer such as the fountain of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, he have appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. As it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall appear a second time without sin unto salvation. I know I'm right about it. See, right then, it's going to be too late to try to really get on board, brothers and sisters. If you don't know him before he came or you leave before you didn't know him, it's going to be too late to try to say, now I want to do the job, Lord. You don't want to be that one got that that digging that hole and putting all your goods under the ground, as you say. But you want to use what he got. Just use it the best ability he give you. You don't have to sound like T.D. Jakes. You don't have to sound like certain pastors right now. People, just give what God gave you and sit down. That's what I do. It might not work for most, but the Bible said this here. We read the other day. When we lead the 99 righteous, help me, Holy Spirit, the ones who already repent and go to get that one lost soul, Reverend. The one we go get that one lost sheep. Can I preach it like this? The one to go get him. And then I'm going to tell you what I love about that story, that he didn't allow that sheep to even walk on his own. He picked that sheep up and put him on his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to his neighbors and said, look, I found my sheep. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He went to his friends and said, I found them. And then all of them started rejoicing. That's how it is when the soul will come in from Christ. If you just reach one person, help me, Holy Spirit. If you just touch one, every angel in heaven rejoice. But that didn't work. It was one had 10 silver, pieces of silver, right?
Mm-hmm.
And lost one of them. And what she did, he got a candle with a light. See, you're going to have the light. You can have to know how to find it, but if you don't have the light to expose the darkness of people's heart, then they can be found. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, that you can rejoice when you find that silver when she did. And she would ask, let me do something here. Let me go get show my friends about what I just found, because I was looking hard for them, but I got this light to show me where it was at. So watch this here. So as we are the light of the world. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We are the light of the world. I'm everywhere with this hand. We are the light of the world. Truly, we are the light of the world. Why do I say this? He said, look what he said now. You are the light of the world. And the city that sits on the hill cannot be hid. Neither do a man light a candle, put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And he give light unto all that is in the house. So let your light shine before man. And this is what we need to understand now, that they may see your good work. Help me, watch the night.
Yeah.
Follow with the scripture and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, watch this again. Let your light shine before man, that they may see your good work, and that the glory of your Father which is in heaven, not you. They're going to glorify the God in heaven. Now, I'm going to ask a question. What are you doing with my wife? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. What are you doing with God's wife? What's he doing with it? So I thank God for this word, Reverend. I don't know what all the scriptures. I know a few of them, Brother Joe. I'm trying my best to get them out. But I know a few of them. But I'm telling you something. When the word's been preached and taught, Brother
man, thank you, Lord.
We have to watch how do we eat all these tables. You know, Jemma, and I'm gonna tell you, maybe when someone says something or someone expresses something, I'm gonna tell you something, and no one probably believe this. If you keep opening the piece of mouth of yours, you're bound to say something wrong. You're bound to. Much as we talk, we might say something wrong. You know, Jemma, but I'm gonna tell you something in prayer for that we come back and repent. You know, Jemma, especially when you're teaching and preaching, pray for that you come back and from it. Because I'm a man with. Was giving a sermon one day. He said, after 40 years, I've been teaching the scripture one way, and I was teaching it wrong. Now, this is a renowned speaker, too, pastor, too. But he said he's been preaching 60 years, and pastor almost 50 years, you know what I'm talking about? And he said it. He said, I was teaching it wrong. And that's why I said that absolute. But God gave him a different revelation to this. We might come back tomorrow. About the five talents, he might show something different. Well, he showed me in that, and it revealed to me that he gave, I don't know what you got there, but I don't know if that was you, Brother D, y'all open. But my thing is here with Reverend, that in the last, when I first started reading about the talents, he gave me something, and he revealed it in that. He gave them talents out to ones he knew they're going to use it, right? But the one, he gave them one, he knew he wasn't going to use it, man. He knew it. He knew he wasn't going to use it. That's why he didn't give him five talents. He gave him that, but he
didn't.
And forever, though, and look what happened to him. The ones who did, and the ones who gave time out to give it, what did he do, Rev? He blessed them.
Bless you.
He blessed them. He told them.
Increased it, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Have you ever just looked at that? Wonder why we go back and forth if we don't do what he say do? Wonder why somebody, you know, this is one thing I've been in church a little while, right? When somebody knows their song from the same, they finna sing a song. They just know it's they know it's their song, right? And they look around. Who me? You know what I'm talking about. They look around and say, who me? You know what I'm talking about. But I find out, boy, it's going to be a time. The Bible going to make it plain that he going to separate for the right for the wrong. He going to separate. And when he does the separation, then no one can be able to say he didn't understand because he gave us some clarity. You know what I'm talking about? How many times he came to you, Remy,
yeah.
Do this and do this. You know what I'm talking about? You know he came to you, Remy. He done me the same way.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Lord.
Why we
got to
be playing with
Lord.
The teaching, playing with the preaching, because the preaching and teaching has to be proper. It has to be a way that when you're doing it, it's like a two-edged sword, my brothers and sisters. And then we read Proverbs 27-17, iron sharpens iron, so that we help our brothers, if I can spread the word, to help our brothers, each other. We help each other as we helping each other, as we teaching and preaching.
Thank you, Lord.
So I say this again. I say this again, not to be redundant. We love you. You know, sometimes
thank
the word of God is a way of a comfort. You know, it's so much of a comfort there. Even in the correction, it's comfort. Don't take everything with a defense. Take it with, Lord, what is he saying? Or what's he saying? Lord, I want to understand what he's saying. Does this apply to me? Or I'm doing what I should do. If I'm doing best, because we got so many excuses. You know what I'm talking about? We have so many excuses. We're so busy. We're so busy, Reverend Henry. Don't you know we're busy, really?
Yes, sir.
We so make so many things. We get so busy.
The race we had
when we first started out, we started out, a lot of folks were doing certain things. Now they're not doing it anymore, really. They put more effort into the foolishness and they're doing God, man, now. They do. They want to be having fun, as they say. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? And they know deep down, the fun they talking about is not the fun God wants you to have. They know it.
Yeah.
But they put it the flesh. But he told us again, I'm going to read this and it's going to be it. And Reverend, and anybody else want to come, Brother D, y'all come on. You know, I ain't never said nobody can't come behind me, you know, with this here. But I want to lead this in your spirit. I want to lead this in your spirit. This ain't a must read for nobody, but this is for God gave me and the ministry that he gave me. Reverend, this is what he gave me, and I keep it in my heart now. He said, these things command and teach.
All right.
Let no man despise thou you.
Yes,
but,
sir.
He said, but be thou example of the believer.
Thank you, Lord.
In words, in conversation, watch this here, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. That's what he told me. This is for me. You know, nobody don't have to take this, but till I come. I'm going to try to do it till he comes. Give attention to readiness, to exaltation, and to the doctrine. Neglect not the deed by the prophecy which the land on the hands of the Presbyterian. Meditate on these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy prophet may appear to the all. Take heed of thyself unto thy doctrine. Continue them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Oh, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, thy redeemer, thy restraint. Lord, I just thank you for the salvation, Lord.
I thank you for the
peace word, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for what you already have said and about to say after this, Lord. I just ask, Lord, whether the question was explained and how you wanted to be explained, Lord. Too many times we try our best to convey, even in the teacher, Lord. But, Lord, if anything was misunderstood, And just when he explained, like, Lord, we ask you to touch the heart of the people to hear, Lord, your word. Lord, not with a way of resentful, but a way of acceptance, Lord. Lord, accept this prayer and this ministry up to thee, Lord. Let it be, Father God, that you touch someone's heart and they must say, thank you for the day so I can have a day of worship, a day of praise. Lord, you've been so awesome to us, Lord. You've been so understanding that we come to you, you'll speak to us, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you to have your way, Lord. Have your way,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And touch us, Lord. Lord, prepare us that we always keep you first, Lord. We love you, Lord. We never want to turn our back, Lord. Lord, the things we don't understand, it's the things we do understand. So, Lord, have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you. God has spoken. Thank you for speaking, Lord. Thank you for speaking. Thank you for speaking, Lord.
Yes, Jesus. And we say this, brother. We say this, sister and brother. It's always over, man. You know, I know I prayed just the end, but, you know, God dropped something in my spirit, man. He drops something, he drops something in my spirit. And when he dropped in my spirit, man, you know, he taught me to be obedient to his word. He taught me to be obedient to his word, you know. I'm not saying you can't come behind me or nothing, you know, but he just taught me to be obedient to his word, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, man, this always been open for anyone for prayer. It's always been open for anyone for their comments. It's always been open up for to come to Jesus, you know. And if you be dedicated, you don't know him, and upon your sin. But I'm going to say this for that question again. I would not be coming out Monday through Friday like we do, some of Monday through Sunday, and be playing with God like that. Wait till I get to my dining bed. And as you think that's slick, you know, come on. You think that'd be slick. See, nobody knows right now. Nobody knows who's in heaven, who's going to heaven and hell. Nobody knows. I want to tell you this. I just don't want to have that much. I don't want to play with it like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to play with it like that. I don't want to play with my salvation like that. I don't want to play with my salvation like that. I can't speak for everybody else. I do not play with my salvation like that. Because I do know you're messing with Russian roulette. He told us to do it to become. He told us to do it to become. You know. Now, I'm saying, I love you to death. I love you with what you're presenting right now. I'm really don't get me twisted right now. Please don't get me twisted. I want you to keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm going to do this because of Satan's mature dilemma. God's clock keep perfect timing. Oh, I like that. She spoke of him, of those who look for redemption in Jerusalem, Luke 2 and 38. You know, it is hard to see both God's plan and our parts. But look what it said. But there is an intersection is the best place to be. So I'm telling you, when I'm looking here, when God's plan, like I'm saying, like my sister just said, his clock is different from ours, man. It's like I'm saying, you cannot be playing with God and say, because somebody's doing this, they think they know, well, I got this time. You know what I'm talking about? I'm telling you, brother, dear. I'm telling you, sisters and brothers, we don't have that time that we think we got. You cannot take the time for God. You could be sick enough not to die. Help me, Holy Spirit. And you could be healthy enough to die. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Look at this coronavirus. Look at this coronavirus. It's taking a lot of people off of here, man. Out of here. You know what I'm talking about? And then leaving a lot of people broke down after of it. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm telling you, man, it's so close. The clock is getting close, Sister Mary. Sister Martha. Thank you for that right there. God's clock keeps a perfect timing. I like that.
Yes, sir.
His other one says, not the one. Not the one. Not the one. Look what it says. Do as your promise so that it will be established and that your name will be great forever. Like that. That's 1 Chronicles 17 and 23 and 24. So 1 Chronicles 17, 23, 24. And when you do these things, remind me of the talents he gave us, real. He gave you a lot of talents, real. You know what I'm talking about? And I see you using it.
Praise the Lord. You know, thank you, Jesus.
And I thank God for you. You've been willing to be used. You know what I'm talking about? It ain't about no shape or fashion or nothing. You do it. And only conviction comes from the Holy Spirit if you don't do what he gave
you.
But God, look at this. God made a concealed purpose of his ways. But his ways are not without a purpose. So when you get these now, he gives you something. Don't think he don't know. He knows about the gifts he gave you. He told you, good is our faithful servant. He told him, the good and the God, the one, but the one didn't he do. He told him, he looked on his own self. He looking in the corner of mine, thought he was doing something right for the Lord, but he wasn't. There's three words for obituary. Three words for the obituary. That's what it is. In Romans 8 and 28 to 39, we know we've read that many times. But let me look at this one scripture saying Christ just who died more than death, who's raised to life is the right hand of the God, of the Father. His resurrection ties us to our Father. Because without his resurrection, my brothers and sisters, we would be attained heaven. Because that law, all that law does, it points out the sin, but it couldn't forgive you. Jesus was that sacrificing lamb. He came down, and he sacrificed himself for us. He couldn't came down and said, I ain't going to do this. Look how arrogant. Look how Reverend Henry, they ain't worthy for me to come down here. But he didn't. But he came down and knowing our imperfection, knowing our wrong sometimes, that he died for it. Because he could be right there when the brother accusing us day and night and say, I died for him. They overcome by the blood of the word of the testimony. Jesus sacrificed his life for ours. What are we going to sacrifice? What are we going to sacrifice? Now, I said it again. I don't know where I'm at, but like again, what I said, hey, Mark, thank you for your word of encouragement. Thank you for the scriptures
Praise
you give us. Thank you for the
thank
time
you
come out. Thank you for being so faithful, a listener, and putting your input in there. I'm so glad I met you. Not by way of just seeing you eye to eye, but over this platform we call Ministry of God's Plan. May God speed keep you. May he cover you and strengthen you. May he help you
Praise
in all
the Lord.
Things you need in life. May he cover you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet as you press on his way, that you be that true life that the man and child need to see, that you be that mother that generation needs. One good generation of mothers can put away a lot of this. And we believe that. So keep doing what you're doing. Keep holding on to the bloodstained banner. Because your reward will be greater later on. Keep using your talent. Keep spreading that love. Thing we don't understand, Sister Martha. We don't understand it. But we will understand it later on. I don't know why I keep on saying mm-hmm. Sister Mary. Wherever she at, bless her too, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever she doing, Lord, bless her, Lord. Whatever mm-hmm. devil she's doing, give her strength, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, bless her health, Lord. Bless
mm-hmm.
her
to
be more super for you, Lord. Cover her, Lord, that she be a mother, an auntie, a sister, or a friend, Lord. Bless her, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because I keep mentioning her name, Lord. And I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, touch her, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Bless her, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. Might be a different service today, Lord, but you know why it's moving.
Mm-hmm.
It's moving. So we ask you to increase in us, Lord, while we do.
Thank you, Lord.
Move, Lord, in the name of Jesus,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, maybe one don't know. If sometimes we ask, Lord, for someone to raise their hand, Lord, they don't. God,
mm.
there's not a day go by we don't need prayer, Lord. So
touch,
yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Too heavy. You will, Lord. Lord, we're
mm-hmm.
not looking for no pat on the back, Lord. We're just looking for kingdom
mm-hmm.
building, Lord.
That's we're
looking
it.
For
that's
you, Lord,
it.
That you reach down on deep and touch someone hard. And say, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
This is the day that you made, and we're going to rejoice
mm-hmm.
and be glad in it, Lord. So thank you for your prayer,
mm-hmm.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For how you be with the service, Lord. Thank you for
thank
your
you,
love,
Lord.
Lord. Thank you for all the things you're doing, Lord. And, Lord, I
thank
know
you,
that
Lord.
You put it on my heart, Lord, that we as the body of Christ have to pray together, stop being
mm-hmm.
so tactful on each other, Lord. To know that this
mm-hmm.
ministry is not ours, Lord. It's yours.
Help
you
us,
just
Lord.
Use it as an
help
instrument,
Lord.
Lord. The kingdom
us,
building, Lord, is you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
If it's got a misunderstanding, Lord, let it be with, Lord, with peace and love. That we can reason together, Lord. We can come together with reason, Lord. With the peace, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Move by the hand, Lord. Oh, Lord, you know what I'm talking about right now, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Only body know but you, Lord. Are you doing what you do, Lord? So have your way, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Have your way,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
In the
thank
name
you, Lord.
Of Jesus. We
thank
love
you,
Lord.
Lord.
Oh, we can
yes,
praise you enough, Lord. So we know you're awesome, God, Lord. Oh, we know you're
yes,
awesome,
sir.
Lord. Oh, we know you're awesome, God, Lord. We know you're awesome, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Let the worship.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' precious name. We pray.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. There is a spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
I would leave if I didn't have it right.
Mm-hmm.
I would leave this atmosphere if I didn't have it right. I would
mm-hmm.
leave this atmosphere if I didn't quit being ashamed what people would think or say. We're
mm-hmm.
not over here.
Jesus.
I'm going to tell you, I can't speak for a lot. Oh, we're not going to look down on you.
Mm-hmm.
The question you got ain't stupid.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to help, Brother D. We're
mm-hmm.
not here
mm-hmm.
to tell you.
Amen.
We're here
don't
to
much.
Feel. We're here to feel.
Thank you, Jesus.
If
thank
I
you,
can't
Jesus.
Out
thank you, Jesus.
Brother here
thank
can't
you,
out
Jesus.
Brother
Jesus.
D can't answer. I don't know what Brother Tim put out there with Brother Tim can't answer. Brother Sister Mary can't answer. Brother Nutter can't answer. Brother Tim, whoever can't answer. We know a man can. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pick it, so. I'm
yeah.
not going to tell you something
yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to tell you right
yeah.
now. I don't know it. I'm not going to try to relate like I know it. I'm going to take it to the Lord. I'm saying, Lord, I don't know the question
yes,
he asked down. Can you help me with the Lord? You know what I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about? But I know something, Brother and Brother D.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just crazy like this. He would not make us look like a fool.
That's
oh,
true.
I'm believing in that one. I believe he'll help
thank
us, Brother
Lord.
D. I believe he will, man. I believe he want to touch
mm.
somebody this morning. I believe you want
thank
to heal
Jesus.
Somebody.
Thank you, Jesus.
Open your heart to
yes,
God.
Sir.
Do something to me. Do something to me. Do something for me. Hold your hands up to the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And look up to the sky. Maybe
thank you,
room.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Give me
thank
boldness
you, Jesus.
In IPD. Give me boldness
mm-hmm.
in IPD. Give me boldness.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say, Lord, I need you right now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Put aside if you're driving. Put it to the side. Put it to the side. Do what I ask you. Put it to the side and put your hands up and give God your heart.
Yes, Lord.
Shape me, Lord. Mold me, Lord. Hold me in your arms, Lord. I can't bear it no more, Lord. Give it to him. Give it to him. In the name of Jesus.
Yes. Give
it to him. Go back to the place you come from, devil.
Hallelujah.
Give him strength. Lord, have your way. Move, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Move, Lord. Oh, Lord, help you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Meditate. Meditate.
Thank you, Jesus. Meditate. Thank you, Jesus.
Meditate. Meditate. Meditate.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. He's here. He's here. Meditate.
Hallelujah.
Meditate.
Hallelujah.
Meditate. Meditate.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let him use
you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Meditate.
Hallelujah.
Meditate.
Thank you, Jesus.
Meditate. 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 Help him, Lord.
Thank you.
Help him, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Meditate.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Meditate. I'm not gonna play this long. But after once I stop this song, I'm not gonna play it long, Brother D. After I stop this song, if you want a blessing,
thank you, Jesus.
If you want to be delivered, hit the one button.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
After this moment,
I won't go back. Can't go back to the way you be. For your friend came and changed me. I won't go back. Can't go back to the way you
be. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh!
What would we go back to?
Yeah.
What would we ever go back to that's better than God?
presence of God I found. I found grace and favor.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Today is the day. My thing is, Brother D and Reverend Henry, y'all don't want, y'all been over, you know. And I said,
praise the Lord.
Help.
Yes, sir.
Release things. You want some strength in some things. You want to be delivered. You want to change your life. You want to get closer to him. You want to go? You want to get back? Get fellowship with the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Today is it? If you're already there, just keep in prayer.
Yeah.
There is a spirit today. Here. I'm not saying he ain't never here. But there is a spirit today. Remember him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Brother
yes,
Steve.
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
somebody
sir.
Somebody but... I'm going to tell you this here. I've been changed.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I was trying to. Yes, sir. I was waiting. I was trying to wait for someone. I want to tell him thank you. I want to tell him thank you
sir.
For his strength. I mean, it's not a cliche. I want to tell him thank you for. Coming in and blessing us. He don't have to do this. But God listens. He listens to us, and he comes in, and he allows the Holy Spirit to manifest. And I just want to tell him, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. He comes in, and with the Holy Spirit, he shows so much love. And even in, when he convicts us, he strengthens us. And even... I just want to tell him thank you. I just feel so much Holy Spirit right now. I just want to tell God thank you. Because he didn't have to. He didn't have to do it. Because he's already done it, you know. But he continually to do it. I just want to tell him thank you for his strength, for his love, for his mercy. When we even need to be picked up sometimes, he pick us up and he carry us. I just want, God. Thank you. When you feel like we're getting weary along the way, he strengthens us. I just want to tell him thank you. When we need more wisdom, he give us wisdom. When we need knowledge, he give us godly knowledge. I just want to tell him thank you. Not that we are so good, but we're trying to be faithful. And I just want to tell him thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I love you. I love you, Lord. I love all of you. I love you. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be able to come together and reason with the brethren and the sisters. I just want to, Lord, this is a blessing. Thank you, Jesus.
Are you there?
How many times have we read the story of the parable of the talents? He just blessed us more. All these scriptures we done read before, but God gave a fresh anointing, a new anointing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes.
Has to keep on. I want to tell him he's welcome. He's welcome here to do whatever. Set free whom you will. Touch whom you will. Remove what was not pleasing in my sight. So we can keep on being pleasing. So you can keep on doing the things that you're doing for us. That's what I ask in Jesus' name. Because I don't want him to stop, Rev.
I don't want him to stop. Hey, Martha, I don't want him to stop. Brother D, I don't want him to stop. Brother D, I want him to keep on. Oh, Brother Randy, the Tim. Oh, Sister Mary, I want God to keep on blessing us like he's been blessing us. Keep on strengthening us like he's been giving us this strength. I just want to tell him I love him and I recognize his blessings. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus.
He did it.
Oh, new mercies, new mercies.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord. New mercies. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank
you. You know, Reverend, Little Joe hit it. I don't know if he want to. Little Joe.
Yeah, how you doing? How you brothers doing this morning?
Hey,
I just want to give all praises to God through his son, Jesus Christ. And boy, that word this morning, you know, Willie Dog, he said it out there because, you know, I'm too scared to wait to my deathbed to try to repent. I want to repent every day, praise God, you know, and just keep walking.
Yeah.
And like I say, well, I love you, brothers. You know, I don't have much to say, but I'll be listening. But I love you, brothers,
thank
and
you,
I'm
Jesus.
Praying with y'all and for y'all. So, amen.
Yes.
I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, God bless you. Keep us in prayer, bro. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
well,
you,
he's
Jesus.
Been so good. Brother D, before we get out of here, you want something?
Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
He might have been a
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, I'm just going to say this here. It's always God's will. If it's his will now, if it's his will, we'll be back tomorrow. If it's his will. If he calls us home, if he calls us home, he's asking for a special place in this heaven. We believe, we've been prophesied that we'll be able to sit on the right hand of his fellowship.
Thank you, Jesus.
So I'm sitting to, I don't know, you know, I'm just praying for all is well. Just pray all is well, you know, with your soul. With your soul. All is well. All is well. With your soul. Because he spoke today.
Thank you, Jesus.
He spoke today.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to say it one more time. God spoke today.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's on us, man. It's on us. It's on us today to choose what we want to choose. It's on us. Ain't nobody forcing nobody to do it. It's on us. But we thank God for the revelation, Reverend. We thank you for the boldness, the praise. He blessed
us. Thank you, Lord.
I don't know. I just don't know. Thank you, Brother Willie, for the question. Thank you for the understanding of the Holy Spirit, Lord. And if it be his will. If it be his will. I'm going to get Brother D one more time. He might have been on the back line, we're gonna end this. But I wanna end it with like this, man. If nobody else has something to end, like I want us to go on mute because I feel my mother. You know, Jemma.
I feel her presence.
You know.
Praise the Lord.
I feel her. And I wanna go back and hear something. Because every time I listen to the song, I can remember these things that she did. The prayer, God, we already stand it several times.
Yes, Lord.
As we say, if it be God's will. Thank you, Aunt Martha. Thank you, Brother D, sisters and brothers, whoever said something. I had it in your heart to say. We just ask you to just keep us in prayer that we keep doing God's kingdom building. That's what it's about. It's a great commission out there. You know?
Yeah.
And we not only nothing. So we thank y'all for coming out and keep coming, man. Tell somebody about us.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get closer to the Lord. We want to spread that word too. Tell somebody about it. Come and hear. It's an invitation that God said over 10, how many years ago? Over 2,000 years ago. It's an invitation. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Well, Reb, I'm going to play a song, Reb. We already heard it.
Oh, right. Yes, sir.
I'm overwhelmed. I've been crying over here and everything. I'm just overwhelmed.
Hey, so, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I believe this was for, I believe it for me then. I'm going to take it. I'm going to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
I can remember as a child back in Liberty, Texas, at 131 Navigation Street, at my grandmother's house. Name is Sip Baldwin. Mama is what we called her. And I can remember on Sunday mornings, if you were in Mama's house, you had to get up for Sunday morning prayer. And come to think of it, if you in my Mama's house, today, on Sunday morning, you got to get up for Sunday morning prayer. And my grandmother knew how to pray. But she had a lot of grandsons. And oftentimes she couldn't think of our names, and sometimes she would just call us all Bubba. And I got some of my first cousins in here and my brothers in here witness to that. But it was something about when Mama got down on her knees to pray for us, she could remember all of our names. And there was nothing like that Sunday morning devotion there. And today we want to remember how Mama used to pray for us. Come on, choir, help me say it. I still hear.
I still hear.
I'm a prayer.
Yeah. you call.